Residents of Falls Township in Bucks County are speaking out against a data center Amazon is building in the area. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports people voiced their concerns to state and company officials during a tense meeting last night.
Dozens of people packed an auditorium at a high school in Bucks County Tuesday evening to learn about Amazon's 250-acre data center complex. The site is already under construction and will be powered by electricity from the grid. State environmental officials are taking public comment on their plan to allow Amazon to build close to 300 additional backup generators at the site. Avery Kreutzer lives in Falls Township and worries the project will negatively impact residents.
Higher utility prices, higher water prices, and those are the things that we know happens very likely, and that's not including, like, crises.
An official with PECO said the project will not raise electricity distribution rates for residents. A contractor for a local water utility said the project will use water that comes directly from the nearby Delaware River and won't impact residents' drinking water. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
A junkyard fire in Delaware County that sparked this morning is under control. Firefighters were dispatched to a facility in Darby Township run by EMR around 10 a.m. The fire burned in a pile of scrap metal for several hours before crews got the upper hand and controlled the blaze around 2. A pair of firefighters were taken to the hospital for heat exhaustion. Delaware County says its hazmat team identified nothing hazardous in the air near the fire. Philly public health officials advised residents near the blaze to close their windows, avoid going outside if possible, and to watch for symptoms if they have underlying lung or heart conditions. New Jersey's attorney general sued EMR early this year over repeated fires at its facilities in the Garden State. EMR didn't respond to a request for comment. Well, cloudy, smoky skies and blazing hot heat. 97 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Temperatures are going to stay in this near triple digit area, potentially getting to triple digits for the next couple of hours.